USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You look at our border is wide open. Illegal immigration is skyrocketing at a level that we've never seen before. And this is over a period of a few months. Drugs are pouring in. Gas prices are soaring. Our industries are being pillaged by foreign cyber attacks. That's a lack of respect for our country and for our leaders.
Former President Trump in North Carolina. Trump speaking at the North Carolina Republican State Convention. The former president continues.
Speaking of our leaders, they're bowing down to China. America is being demeaned and humiliated on the world stage. Our freedom is being overtaken by left-wing cancel culture.
Infrastructure talks expected to resume on Monday after President Biden rejected the latest Republican proposal. This is USA Radio News.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
A new survey from Ramsey Solutions says 42% of consumers with debt say the pandemic has been a financial setback they don't think they can come back from, compared to 27% of people without consumer debt. The survey also found those without consumer debt, 45%, were more likely to save stimulus money than those with debt, which is 31%. Ramsey Solutions President Dave Ramsey making sense of those numbers on Fox News.
Obviously, if you've got debt, you're likely to use the money to pay your bills. And so, because, you know, you got more money going back out the door. And so, again, this points to what Ramsey's been doing for 30 years, getting people out of debt, because it puts you into a position of strength. And those that didn't have that were more likely to save their stimulus check, which, oh, by the way, stimulated nothing in the economy because it went into a savings account.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The United States should be aggressively investigating whether the COVID-19 virus originated from a lab in Wuhan, China. That's what ex-Clinton administration official and World Health Organization advisor Jamie Metzl believes. Metzl, a self-described progressive, says he was offended when he'd be frequently dismissed as a conspiracy theorist by other scientists and mainstream media outlets. Metzl believes the United States and other countries have been dragging their feet on properly investigating his claim because of China's deep political influence.
Early last year, I was looking at the evidence, and there was this fake consensus, I felt, saying, well, we know something that nobody knew, that it was a natural origin. And I was looking at all of the data that was suggesting to me that a lab incident origin was really possible. And I started asking those questions, and I think everybody should have been asking those questions. Some were, but there was a forced consensus that was pushed by, certainly by the Chinese, but by a small number of scientists who had very significant conflicts of interest. And unfortunately, we collectively allowed a fake consensus to emerge. And I think that stifled some very healthy question asking.
Metzl's comments courtesy of Fox News. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.